Hello, hello. Oh my gosh, you guys, I've been going to Goodwill so much recently and have been finding the most amazing things. I would always go there for like witchy supplies or decor stuff and wood staining projects. And it can be a hit or miss, of course, and depending on which store you go to, but I never used to get clothes there. I think because the ones that I used to go to were so overwhelming, and so it was just a lot for me. But recently, I've been finding the bombest clothes at Goodwill, and they are so cute and so unique, and this is why I love thrifting. And yeah, so I just got back from Goodwill, and I am sitting here recording this, and okay, if you're an empath or a sensitive and you get stuff from Goodwill, please make sure to wash it, to clear it, like smudge it and whatnot. There's been like some crazy stories I've heard of people getting furniture from like antique shops or Goodwill, and then it has like an entity attached to it, and then weird stuff starts happening in their home. And thankfully, the furniture that I have gotten at Goodwill, like nothing weird has happened, so I'm really happy about that. But I can't even imagine. Could you imagine like getting like an antique desk or something, and all of a sudden your like life going to shit because of this desk that you got at a thrift store? Like, it's just crazy. Like, energy is real, it is alive, and yeah. So, anyways, I wanted to share a secret with you guys. A while back ago, I recorded a podcast and I actually never ended up publishing it. And I was wondering, why I didn't publish it. And now I know why. So, the whole podcast was pretty much about why I am no longer an empath. And I just feel like this is part of the empath journey, to be honest, because pretty much like what had happened, okay, when I recorded that podcast was I was like, you know what? I'm so empowered now. I don't need to attach to that label. I am done with that label and I'm going to let it go. When in reality, I was born an empath. Like, that is a part of me that can never go away. It's like being born with a gift. That gift just doesn't go away. It's always a part of you. It may be stuffed down, it may be repressed, it may be a part of you that you've rejected. And I think it was part of the journey, because I have to say that there was a point where I did have to detach from the label of being an empath because it felt more empowering to do so. And that was only after I started really having clear boundaries, really like saying no and yes to the right things, and cutting people out of my life, cutting out toxic relationships and cycles out of my life, and just really, really growing my sense of self, growing my sense of identity, knowing what I want and don't want, knowing what I'll accept and I won't accept, knowing who has access to me and what I'm available and what I'm not available for. And so I think a part of me kind of got on like this role of empowerment where I'm like, yeah, I'm not an empath anymore. Like, that's not me. Like, that's who I was, but like, look at me now. And it felt like still a part of me was missing. And that part of me that was missing through my empowerment journey was now reclaiming empath in an empowered way. Because before, all the associations I pretty much had with empath was when I discovered, oh my gosh, so that's what I am. That's what this perceived curse was. That was this emotional roller coaster. That was what meant being too much, too sensitive to this, to that. And it was like I never really revisited it, you know, and said, now that I'm coming from an empowered place, I see how now I can reintegrate this into myself, knowing that this sensitivity is a superpower and that I don't need to reject it. So it's like this reclaiming and reintegration. And as many of you have heard, I've been going through this heart awakening journey. I've been really like connecting with the divine feminine on this whole other level. And oh my gosh, reclaiming this sensitivity, reclaiming being an empath, it's just almost like exploded my heart in the best way. And it's really connected me to my inner child in a more empowered way. Because when I used to think of my inner child and being an empath, it was like overwhelming, right? I didn't have a language for any of this. I thought, isn't everyone like this? And surely enough, I quickly realized, no, everyone is not like this. And then I felt like the world was really harsh for my soft and gentle soul. And kind of like I felt like this innocence of me kind of got stripped away because I felt like I was constantly being taken advantage of. My kindness was being taken advantage of. And I felt very love and heart-centered, and I felt like it wasn't received. And only when it was received is when people needed me. And so I thought I was only valuable when people needed me. Like I was that space that they would go to when something was wrong. And so now that I've become more empowered and really stepped in as this empowered empath, it's shifted the timeline, and I can connect with my past self in such a compassionate and loving way. So it's like now revisiting my inner child is just this very beautiful experience, and it's awakening all of those things about my inner child, that innocence, that love, that heart-centeredness, that kind of like pure intention, you know? And it's been a freaking journey, I must say. Like we as empaths, when we step into our power, that power plus our intuition, plus our intensity of emotions, plus our heart-centered energy, like big heart energy, you know? We are powerful, powerful, powerful manifestors. Oh my God. And we are natural alchemists. We are natural energy healers. And the world needs our sensitivity. Oh my gosh. When you look at the world today, like at the masses, right? In our culture, it's tried to desensitize us. It's tried to take us out of our bodies, disconnect us, distract us, all of these things, right? And so we are the anchors. We as empaths, as sensitives, as highly sensitives, we are the anchors to return people back to their hearts, to return people back to feeling, to connecting to their true and authentic desires and self. Because unless you're feeling, you're not really connected to your authentic self or your authentic desires. So if you're an empath, no matter where you are on your journey, know that you are valuable, you are gifted, you are powerful, you have the capacity to bring people back home. And we need that more than ever in today's world, is to bring people back to their hearts. And I want to deeply connect with other empaths, other sensitives, because I know you guys are out there. And if you're listening to this, you most definitely probably are one. I feel like I attract a lot of empaths and sensitives. We just magnetize them to us, and we are never alone. So, and I want to extend a beautiful offer to you that is completely free. I am offering timeline alchemy sessions for empaths and highly sensitives to really shift that inner child, to really shift the timeline that you're in, to collapse it so that you're really living in an empowered now. And so this is going to be completely intuitively guided towards whatever you need, whatever you're going through. And it's going to be probably 45 minutes to an hour. But yeah, if you're interested in a free timeline alchemy session, then DM me at InnerMystic and just say, you know, timeline alchemy session, or hey, I heard it on the podcast and I'm interested, and I would love to work with you and support you. So thank you so much for tuning in today, as always, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Thank you.